Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Misericordia University Alumni Podcast. I am your host, Class of 2017 and 2019 alumnus, Mike Gambita. Today on the show, we are featuring a postcard profile. Ladies and gentlemen, an alumni of Misericordia, please welcome 2012 alumna, Michelle Drago. Michelle, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are so excited to have you on today's podcast. We're just going to jump right into the first question. What have you been up to since you have graduated from Misericordia?
So I graduated from Misericordia in 2012 with a communications degree, a specialization in public relations and advertising. And immediately after that, I had actually gone into a program at Parsons, the School of Design, in New York City. So I did a fashion marketing degree there, which was awesome. At the same time as getting that, getting into the new school, I had actually had a job offer for a retailer to work in their e-commerce division. And it was new at the time to the area. So I was based out of Wilkes-Barre and I was kind of doing all of my classes online. And that kind of really started my career in the fashion industry. So from there, I kind of grew with the company I was at the time. And I was promoted into different roles within different banners. So the company owned around 5 different fashion retailers. And so I had gotten a lot of experience across the board working for different retailers of every type. So there were department stores, and then there were some luxury fashion retailers. And then I also worked for a flash sale website, which was awesome because it was a new push for e-commerce. And it was mainly to get customers in to shop the flash sale. And then there would be a deadline at the time to say, like, hey, you have 5 minutes left to shop the sale. And we would have massive sales. And it was a very positive experience for me, for sure. And then, yeah, recently I was promoted to senior manager of digital for another fashion retailer that works in the luxury space a bit. And so they're actually the leading fashion retailer in that space. So definitely a lot of growth since my time at Misericordia, and a lot of challenges along the way. And it's been interesting for sure. But yeah, I'm very happy with where I've come since I graduated.
Now, Michelle, we've been asking this question for the past few guests now on our podcast. So I would like to ask you, what made you get into a communications field? What made you go for your communications degree? And then better yet, what made you want to go into a design and fashion role field in that term of communications?
Yeah, sure. So I actually really had a strong interest in high school to go into public relations, mainly from watching like powerful women in movies, just working in the public relations industry. So I had actually looked for colleges that offered public relations specializations, and Misericordia had actually offered that at the time. So that is why I kind of chose to go into the communications field at Misericordia. And then while I was at Misericordia, I had taken an e-commerce, like a web design kind of class with C. Filipiak, which also definitely made me decide to go in the direction I went in with my career. So definitely owe him a shout out there. But then while I was at Misericordia, so Melissa Scroy was also a huge help in making sure that I was building my portfolio and focusing on the fashion world, because that is definitely something I always had an interest in. Growing up, I used to like draw figures and fashion clothing. So it was always just something like that came secondary to me. And so I wanted to make sure I use that in my career as well. So Melissa Scroy was definitely helpful in making sure that I used my knowledge and I was able to kind of grow in the fashion industry while also being in communications. So while I was there, I had taken on some different tasks. So one of those was actually writing a fashion column for the student newspaper, which Melissa Scroy let me do for 4 years. So I was doing that for 4 years at Misericordia. I also held a fashion show at one time with different boutiques in the area, which was nice and definitely a positive experience. So what I love the most about Misericordia is that I was able to take an industry which might not be so popular within this area and within like a smaller school, and I was able to utilize my degree and work within that industry while also doing the communications thing.
That's really, really cool. Now, Michelle, we have a very diverse alumni audience, and I think it'd be really cool to get your own perspective in your own words. You mentioned e-commerce. I think that's a very, let's just say, a very gray area for some. In your own words, what is e-commerce? What are some things that our alumni can understand as far as like what you do as a role for e-commerce?
Yeah, for sure. So I am a senior manager of a digital marketing team for a luxury fashion retailer in the e-commerce space. So basically what that means is that I manage a team that is responsible for putting all product on a website. So basically within a website for this luxury retailer, any new product that goes live, we are publishing that to the website and we are tracking how much is bought, how many people are clicking onto the website, and different aspects of the marketing to make sure that we're obviously like using the space properly and putting the most trending and top selling products at the top of the site to get more traction.
That's really, really cool. I think that's a nice explanation in almost less than a paragraph, I think, for people to understand as far as that. Now, Michelle, we're going to talk a little bit about fashion.
Yeah.
not the one to be the expert in fashion. But I think as far as those who have an interest in fashion, I feel like the people who are responsible for promoting fashion have their own sense of fashion, if I am correct.
For sure.
Talk to me about like some of your I don't want to say like your interests, but more so like what type of fashion do you really like?
Ooh, that's a good question. So, I mean, I love a unique style. So personally, I'm a very minimalist. So for me, it's all about like black, white, gray, beige. I stick to basic colors. And I kind of throw in fun accessories there. Working in this space is definitely difficult because I'm also in charge of all of the vendor launches that come up and all of some editorial pieces as well. So I'm seeing fashion a season or two before it's actually released to the public eye. So for me, it's very hard and definitely has caused a shopping issue. but my style overall is very minimalist.
Now, Michelle, we always have our successes, but we also have some of our challenges and our failures. If you can recall, what's been one of the biggest challenges that you've had in your field of communications?
So I think what one of the biggest challenges that I've had to come across is that the industry that I work in is very fast paced. And so for me, it's adjusting to such a fast-paced environment, and it's not necessarily a 9-to-5, right? It's one of those careers that you're always going, and you're answering emails at 10 p.m. Sometimes I'm up at 6 a.m. doing different tasks for work, and so I think for me, it's been kind of adjusting to this fast pace and growing, and also realizing how to talk to different people and handle different communication styles. And you know, when you're in school and when you're learning different aspects of the industry, I think that one thing you don't learn necessarily is how to handle different people. And so I've had to learn how to manage different kind of personalities and to not take things so personal when messages are shared with me.
Right. And it's ironic how we go for a degree in communications and people think we are the experts in communicating.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge. So Michelle, let's geek out a little bit because both you and I are comm alums. What's kind of I don't want to say the pet peeve, but like what's kind of the most annoying thing, like whether it's design or anything else that you're just like, darn it, like, why does this have to exist in the field of communications? Just in the field, whether that's design, e-commerce, anything like that.
Well, I will tell you. So the biggest challenge for me when I was in school was video. I love video, but at the same time, editing video is so not fun. It's just one of those things that I would put off until a project was due the day before. And I was like, oh, why do I have to edit this video right now?
Now, let's ask you this. Have you had to do video in you know, recently or in your post-graduation career, or have you kind of just kept it in the past in Dallas, Pennsylvania?
Well, one thing that I also wanted to mention, so I currently work in a photo studio, which is okay. very interesting, and it helps relate to my communications degree as well, because there's cameras all around me. So there is video here currently. So I kind of kept it in the past, but I see it here and I work with it every once in a while, but it's not one of my specialties.
You leave it to the other experts to do instead of you being the one behind the camera. You're good at managing it, but being behind it may be a different challenge or aspect for you.
For sure.
Now, Michelle, I know we kind of mentioned it very early on as far as your college experience, but let's move on into the next question. How has Misericordia helped you get to where you are today? I know you mentioned some classes that you've taken, but just overall from, you know, a lens perspective, pun intended, as far as, you know, your college experience at Misericordia.
Yeah, so what I love most about Misericordia, and I might have said this earlier too, is that I was able to take my career and make it my own. So Misericordia was a really great school. And so overall, I think I mentioned this earlier, but I was able to really take my career at Misericordia and make it my own. I was given so many different opportunities, and I was really told to take charge on some of these different projects that I had been interested in. During my time at Misericordia, I would say I was a little bit of an overachiever. I think I did about 20 virtual internships. And so I was always volunteering and looking for new opportunities. And I find it so interesting because, you know, I was told I can do so. And Melissa Square was a huge help. Dan Kimbrough at the time was great too. And Steve Filipiak as well. Like, everyone motivated me to really take charge of my experience there. And so also another thing I wanted to mention was, like, I had started a website kind of internship while I was at Misericordia. It was called College Fashionista. And it was basically a program all over the United States. And it was something that I would never think, like, they were going to be. It was one of those things where they had constantly, like, had, like, NYU and Harvard and Yale. And then I was able to start a small, like, mini location style page for Misericordia. And so, you know, I had always been, like, motivated to do these opportunities. And it was nice because I was at the time interviewing college students that I had gone to school with and my friends, and putting them on this national website for Misericordia. And so I would say, like, overall, the Misericordia experience was so amazing, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone.
That's so funny, because when I came into Misericordia, I heard about College Fashionista and I was like, what is this? And then now as an alum, it's like, okay, well, who was the person that started it? And now I'm talking/seeing the person who started it. So it's so cool how you finally had that full circle to come again. So that was, like, 2014, 15 that it was still, like, going from. We had still some writers from that.
Yeah, that's so amazing. That's awesome. I'm happy to hear about that, because I thought it was an awesome experience to, like, write for and also work with a woman who took that College Fashionista thing, and she made it into a multi-million-dollar company to this day.
Wow. Yeah. That's really, really cool. That's awesome. Fashion goes a long way.
Yeah, it does.
Now, Michelle, a little nice wrap up. I know you mentioned some few people in particular, but is there anybody else that you'd like to give a shout out for that may be listening to this podcast, or any other professors or staff members that have made an impact or you just like to keep in touch with?
Yeah, so I think the people that have really impacted my career and my experience at Misericordia were definitely Melissa Scroy. I owe a lot to her. And then Steve Filipiak as well, and Marianne Bahala, Paul Kriswicki, James Roberts at the time. Like, everyone was so helpful, and just making sure that, like, you know, during my work study, which was the most positive experience for me, I was really given these social media tasks and these different marketing tasks. And like I said, that led me to where I am today. So I owe them a lot.
That's really, really cool. Michelle, any final thoughts or words to wrap up this podcast?
I would say to anyone listening to this podcast to follow your dreams, because With me, I know that sounds so cliche. I had a 5-year plan for myself after Misericordia, and the retailer that I had wanted to work for and I had manifested and pushed for was someone that I crossed off my list very early on. So make sure that, you know, set your goals, and nothing is impossible. I mean, I'm currently working in the fashion industry in a small town in Pennsylvania, and I'm working for a large retailer. So at this point, anything's doable. You just have to be persevering and passionate and hardworking enough to like make it happen.
I think that's such a positive way to wrap up today's podcast. Michelle, I know we mentioned before that this is your first time being on a podcast. Let's just say you did a very good job. So we are so happy that we have introduced new things to your experience. But overall, thank you so much for joining us today, and best of luck with your future endeavors.
Thank you so much.